Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
The Gatekeepers is a documentary film that goes a long way toward helping to explain politics in the Middle East, going back to the 1967 Arab-Israeli Six-Day War. In 6 days, Israel took control of the Gaza Strip, Sinai Peninsula, West Bank, East Jerusalem, and Golan Heights. The Gatekeepers deals with a range of issues, including Jewish settlements in the West Bank, the Intifada, Hamas militants, the Islamic Jihad, the Oslo Peace Accord, and the 1995 assassination of Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin. The Gatekeeper's title refers to interviews with 6 leaders of Shin Bet, Israel's equivalent to the United States Central Intelligence Agency. The Shin Bet leaders interviewed, covering the years roughly from 1980 to 2011, are Ami Alian, Avi Dichter, Yuval Diskin, Carmi Gilon, Yaakov Peri, and Abraham Shalom. Their names are not familiar to most Americans, including you and me. However, the former Shin Bet leaders provide profound insights, controversial opinions, and startling conclusions. The Gatekeepers is said to be the first time these leaders have spoken on record about their decisions, many of which led to the deaths of thousands, and some would say the escalation of suicide bombings. The Gatekeepers is produced and directed by Dror Moreh, who produced and directed Sharon, a 2008 documentary about former Israel Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. Interspersed with the talking head interviews is newsreel footage, microfilm images, rows and rows of file cabinets, interrogation rooms and prison cells, and computer screen imagery of direct hits, said to be recreated. Moviegoers may find some of the footage, including that of bus bombings, interrogations, and riots, to be disturbing. The Gatekeepers, a 2012 foreign film Oscar nominee, with the Oscar going to Searching for Sugar Man, was named one of the top 5 documentaries for 2012 by the National Board of Review and was chosen the best nonfiction film of 2012 by the National Society of Film Critics. The Gatekeepers brings to mind the biblical quote from Jeremiah 8:12, quote, saying peace, peace, when there is no peace, unquote. While the Gatekeepers provides no answer about the pathway to peace in the Middle East, it asks pertinent questions. The Gatekeepers is a must-see for American citizens, public officials, professors, and students concerned about the Middle East, the cradle of civilization, then and now. The Gatekeepers is MPAA rated PG-13 for violent content, including disturbing images. Opening March 29, G.I. Joe Retaliation. The G.I. Joe franchise marches on with Channing Tatum, Dwayne Johnson, and Bruce Willis in the action thriller sequel. The Host. Your body gets taken over. Your memory is erased. What's not to like in the science fiction thriller from Twilight author Stephanie Meyer. Shearshaw, Ronan, Diane Kruger, and William Hurt star. Tyler Perry's Temptation. A marriage counselor crosses the line. Warned her if she sends a bill at the end of the month. Tyler Perry directs Journey Smollett-Bell, Vanessa Williams, and Kim Kardashian in the, need we say, drama. The Place Beyond the Pines. In what might not be the smartest career move, a motorcycle stunt driver decides to rob banks to provide for his girlfriend and their child. Ryan Gosling, Bradley Cooper, Eva Mendes, Rose Byrne, and the Lehigh Valley's Dane DeHaan star in the crime drama. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.